Okay. So if you could just tell us a little bit about your background, sort of where you were born, your mum and dad, and their occupations, if you had any sisters and
related. Well, I was born up in 26 Plymouth Street. Doesn't exist now because they took our houses down for the fraud. So I've been living in Brodowell now, 37 years this year. My mother and father, my father died when I was 10. He's dead 71 years now.
And what did he do?
A collier he was at first, till he had a bump on his arm. And then he went to work in Lever Brothers up in Dowlas, a soap factory. And he was there then till he died. He died in 1943. My mother worked as a dinner lady in a canteen with the children, with the dinner time. That's all she done, mm-hmm. And my mother died in 1983.
You said you had a sister?
Pardon?
You had a sister?
Yes, she was 90 yesterday. She was married for 63 years when her husband died now. And I got one niece, Catherine.
And where did you go to school?
I went to Cadraw when I was younger, and then I went to Queen's Road Modern Girls' School.
Oh, so how old were you when you left school?
16, when I was a head girl up there, in the school. Oh. I was there from when I was 11 until I was 16. I could have left school at 14, but...
How did you feel about leaving school?
Oh, I loved school. I loved being in school. And my mother thought, oh, she better keep me there. We didn't have much money, man. She was having 5 shillings a week for me and 10 shillings for herself, and that was it. We had to live on that, 15 shillings a week.
So you went to work then?
I went to work in Casabonda. March 6th, it was 1949. And I finished on my 51st birthday. They made us redundant. Oh.
So how did you get the job? How did you find out about it?
Oh, they were coming around schools telling you about it all the time. About the factory opened down there. And there was a hosiery factory up in Dowlas as well.
So did you want to work at Casabonda, or was there somewhere else that you wanted?
No, I wanted to go there like sewing. But I didn't land making the garments thereafter. I was on the strapping section for 25 years. And then I went to work with my friend Mair. 10 years on the lathe, on the cutting table.
So did you need any qualifications to do the job?
No, I was in charge of the strapping. I said no qualifications, no.
So how did you feel about working there?
Oh, I still love working there. Money wasn't very good, but I used to like working there. A lot of my friends went to Hoover's, but I stopped there.
Were there a lot of local people working in Casabonda?
Oh yes, loads of us, yeah.
So can you remember your first day at work?
Yes, I can.
Do you remember about it?
Yes, going into the training school. Welfare officer taking us up to the training school and introducing us to the supervisors, And we were on machines then, running straight lines, and after a few weeks they put you on another machine. But I went out on the strapping bench to work and I never came back in there. I was there 25 years.
So how many other women worked there? Was it a big workforce?
Oh yes, a good few hundred there. Should it be 500 or more? We're not very good at figures, but there should be 500 or more. There was 2 rooms there, 2 sections. Yeah.
Did any men work in the factory?
Yes. They used to do the cutting, and the cleaners were men there, And we had to have the mechanics and electricians. They were all men.
So you had some training. So what did the training entail? So you went to the training school?
They were teaching you how to make the garments up and things, then in the training school. But I went out on the strapping section and used to make the straps then, feed them through these machines and I had two machines working, and I had a chair. The mechanics made a chair with a rail, and I used to run between the two machines. I'd kick the one on. They made wooden things on the treadle so that they would run on their own, you know. I used to be going back and forth all the time feeding them. And we had a box in front of us with a razor blade in it, cutting the length of the straps that was required. Then they'd go to the bucklers then, and they'd go up then onto the garments, you know. And after that, they'd done away with all that, and we had ribbon straps. And it was just my friend and myself there. We were doing the work for all the factory. But I used to take work home every night. I used to work till 12 o'clock in the night. What's I going to say? Got my first docket by there.
Oh yes,
I got my first docket by there. And I used to have my mother put in the links on, and I'd finish them off. She couldn't do that bit. But that was every night. We had to buckle to 12 pairs of straps, like two dozen straps for tuppence halfpenny in those days. And if we took them home, they gave us sevenpence halfpenny. Trebled it up. It was Chinese labour. But we used to do it to earn the money.
Were there married women working in the factory?
Oh, yes, yes. Lots of married women there.
So did they do the same jobs then as the unmarried women?
Yes.
So was there any sort of child care or...?
Nothing. No, nothing like that.
Do you know how much the other workers were paid?
They didn't have a lot. They used to earn more than us, I think. There was one group in there that made sure they had the best work, and they earned the money.
What were they doing?
Making the garments. Yeah, making garments up.
So can I ask you what you did with your pay when you held it? You said it wasn't very much, but...
I gave it to my mother till the day she died.
Oh. So you had to shave your wages with all your family then?
It's only my mother it was. Whatever I earned, I gave to her.
Were there any perks? Were you able to have any of the garments or anything?
Oh, yeah, they had a shop there, and they'd allow us so many slips, NQPs they call them, not quite perfect. And they'd we'd have stockings from a stocking factory, but once a year, thick silk ones, you know, old fashioned, no tights in those days. Yes, we could buy things in the shop. And sometimes they'd sell material, which we thought was wonderful. What they finished with, you know, redundant, like, they'd sell it off then. Yes.
So were there any trade unions in the factories?
Oh, yes, yes. We were in the union.
Which union was it?
Tailor and Garment Workers Union.
And you had to pay us a subscription?
Yes, we had to pay to that. I forget how much that was, about threepence a week, I think, something like that.
So was there any trouble at the factory at any time that the unions
had? Oh, we did one strike once or twice. That was when we were up Dowlas. We didn't strike in Penderbach, but up Dowlas, yes.
What was the cause of the strike?
For the wages, over the wages. Well, we used to go up early in the morning, mired them. Myself and my husband had to get out of bed to take us up. We'd be round a big fire then, poking it.
Outside the factory?
Outside the factory. We'd be black coming home from the smoke, and we'd be there hours up there. And they'd be all fetching bacon and things, cooking them on this fire. We did have a bit of fun, and then they said, you can go down and... to the employment place somewhere in town, and we go down, Myra and I, to ask for money to help us. I had 1 and 8. That's, I don't think Myra had anything because she had a husband. 1 and 8 pence I had anyway. After going all the way to this office uptown, 1 and 8.
So was the dispute resolved? Yeah. And did you have a pay rise?
We didn't have much of one, but you know.
We did get one.
We did get one. I can't remember what it was.
So did you, as a worker, you felt you were treated reasonably fairly? Or?
Yes, we were all right, yes.
And how did you get on with the supervisors and managers?
Marvellous. Great.
Do Did you have to wear a uniform at all?
Overall, yeah.
Can you describe it? Is it?
Pink, it was. Pink overall with grey collar and cuffs on his overalls. They had them made for us and we all had overalls each then.
So they were provided for you?
Yeah, they gave us the overalls.
Was it dangerous to work on the machines?
Well, I landed in hospital once. I had my finger in the strapping machine, twin needles, and my finger went under, and the needles were through my hand, but I had them out as I thought, but they sent me for x-ray. They were in my hand for weeks, and then I had to go into the infirmary, it was then, St. Tydfil's Hospital, for operation to get the needles out. So I was out of work for a few weeks because I had all stitches in my hand.
So were you paid while you were born sick? Or?
On the insurance, yeah. And then I was on a making bows with the strapping. Bows for the petticoats in the 90s. And that was an electric saw machine and my thumb went under there and I cut the top of my thumb off. So I was out for weeks with that. They clipped it back on. But I did have £200 compensation. They had the inspector up there to inspect it and he said it wasn't safe. So I had £200 months after, but I had it.
Were there any other injuries? Did other people suffer injuries?
I remember one girl working with us at a haircut in the belt on the machine and pulled it out. Oh, she was bald, it never grew back. Meyer, her name was. No, my friend Meyer down there, another Meyer. But that was nasty, that was when she had this long hair dangling, you know, and you went round the wheel. I couldn't see it now.
So, what about health and safety? Were there any rules and regulations?
I don't know what health and safety they had there, I don't know. We had a nurse, mate, you know. She was there all day long, a nurse, if you went to her.
You said a nurse. Were there any other facilities there? Did you have a canteen? Oh yes, canteen.
And by dinners there then, 1 and 3, the dinners were. I can remember that, 1 and 3, the dinners in the canteen. We used to have an hour for dinner and 2 breaks of a quarter of an hour. 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. Oh, and they played the same music every day over this thing. I can see it now. Itsy bitsy teeny weeny. Yellow dot bikini, and I was sitting under a big notice. Oh, I used to keep staring at that every day, and it's still in my head. Output is the main key to prosperity. Sir Stafford Cripps, I could have ripped it off the wall. I was sitting staring at it all the time, all those years.
So was it very noisy?
Yeah. Terrible noisy. I got tinnitus, I don't know if it's from that, but it was a noise, all the machines were going, see.
So you couldn't chat to the other girls?
Oh, you'd have to shout. We used to have a little... Oh, it was terrible dinner there. Yeah. Terrible noisy.
What about smoking? You want to smoke in the factory?
I've never smoked, but all the others in the toilet. They used to go up the toilet to smoke, but I'm not a smoker.
So do you think you've suffered any long-term effects from what you said about the tinnitus?
Must be from that. I don't know what it's from. Well, I did go... yes, I've been to a few consultants and they said that my urine is affected. To go and try for this money they had for the deafness, you know. But it was no good. Cotals had gone from, you see. Didn't bother.
The men in the factory, how did the ladies treat the men in the factory?
Oh, all right, they're so good laugh for them. Quarrel with them sometimes, man.
So what did you quarrel about?
Oh, but because they wouldn't pull their weight. Especially in the captain's room when I went with Meyer. They used to earn the money and Meyer and I were the donkeys, lifting all the heavy rolls and running up and down laying them. And they only used to go round on the bad knife. They were well away. We weren't, though.
Were there young men there, or just old men?
When I started there first, they were a bunch of boys. They had to come and learn to sew on the machines. So that's coming out of the army. Oh, we used to laugh at them, don't talk. I don't know what shape they used to sew, and they had to come there. They had a line full of boys, about eight. They'd come out from the army, and they had to work on sewing machines, man. They didn't like it. And then after, it was just like the cutters and the bulk boys, as we used to call them. And one bulk boy that we used to play the bear with, he turned out to be the mayor of Merthyr. And he started, Raymond Thomas, he started when he came from school. Oh, I still bother with Raymond now and talk to him.
So did you have holidays?
Yes. Fortnight in the summer, and like the usual for Christmas and Easter and Whitsun.
It was the same fortnight?
2 days, yeah. Factory fortnight, we used to call it. All the factories were shut, there was loads around you then.
So did the factory have a shift system?
No, not in case. Oh yes, they did have part-time people in the night. I'd cut all the straps ready for them, and they'd do them for the night. They'd work in the night, about 4 hours a night they were. They were all married women, they were working.
So did you
part-time.
Did you have to clock in and clock
yes.
out?
Yes. Yes, we had to do that.
So you said about the canteen, what were the meals like then?
Oh, they wasn't too bad, you know. They used to do their best, didn't they? Toast we used to buy. Or take our own. When we started, I was living up on the main road then. The bus fare was a penny up and a penny down. And we bought bikes, and we used to go to work on our bikes then and chain them up. We used to be racing like a fool, but there wasn't much traffic on the road then, see. Never go on a bike today, but we used to then. Go down on the bike, a gang of us.
So were you allowed days off for personal reasons, if there was a...
Yes, they'd give them a job off, yeah.
What sort of reasons do people take time off?
Well, if they had to go for an appointment at the doctor's or something, you know. When they had a doctor regular, they checked, you know, to see that he was all right.
So you got to work by bike, or did you walk, is that, was it?
We went on the bike and we went on the bus. But Dowlas, I had to go on the bus all the time up to Dowlas, but Pendle Bar wasn't so bad. It's only down the road by there.
So how far was the furthest you went?
Where now? On the bike?
Or the bus, yeah.
Where to work, you mean?
Yeah, to work.
Well, we had to go from Plymouth Street. We'd catch the bus. It'd be coming up, picking the girls up in the valley, you know, coming up to Casabonda. Then we'd go straight up to Casabonda in Dowlas then, wasn't it?
Was that the service bus or was that a special bus?
Yeah, service bus.
So it wasn't a special
corporation
bus?
Corporation buses, they were then. And we used to catch them every morning up and down.
So what time did you leave for work and what time did you have to catch the bus?
About 7:30 we used to leave for Dowlas. And we used to work 8 hours a day down in Pendle Bar for months for £1.15 a week. 40 hours a week. I don't know how that works out, I don't know.
So what time did you finish in the afternoons?
5 o'clock, 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock in both places. When they used to leave us home early on a Friday, that was years after up in Dowlas, it wasn't down in Pendle Bar. Used to finish early on a Friday.
So did you work Saturdays and Sundays ever?
Oh, I did, yes. I used to work every day overtime. I said I put years in working overtime without the 35.
So did you get paid extra for working on Saturdays and Sundays? Was it a higher rate?
If we worked in work, I wouldn't have nothing extra for the house. That was just the ordinary rate, you know. Mm. But yes, if it was in work, it would have it. Double time or something, I used to call it.
So were there any social activities organised for the workers in the factory?
Oh, they used to have hockey and football for the boys. And it was a pitch like a ploughed field. You couldn't run on it, you'd be falling over. I went a few times, I'd give it up after. And they used to do lovely concerts on a Christmas. I was never in their mind. But the managers, you know, they would take part, and the girls, and this would be lovely, the concerts there, on a Christmas time. And they'd give us a Christmas dinner. Didn't pay for that.
So did you go sort of on a trip? Did you go sort of factory trip?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was in the 10-year club, and I was in the 21-year club, where they took us... On the 10-year club, mostly we went to Cardiff and had a meal, and then they'd take us to the new theatre for a show. And then later on, we started going on trips to West End. And we'd have the day free there, but we used to go to a show ourselves on the pier, you know. We're in the 21 club, yeah. Oh, and I had a gold watch. When you were in the 21 club, they'd give you 21 guineas. And you had to go and buy something. So I bought a rotary gold watch in Samuel's. I still got it. It's upstairs somewhere. Nice gold watch at the time. But that's all I ever had of her. Nothing else. Oh, and I think I did have a nightie in the negligee for not missing work for so long or something. That's what they gave us. Fiesta, they were called. They'd upstairs somewhere. I did have that off them for nothing.
So you enjoyed working at the factory?
Yes, I loved working there.
So why did you enjoy it so much?
Oh, we used to have a laugh. Some days we'd have the abdabs, but mostly it was all right. We knew everybody there. Not many of us left now. We'd keep in touch. Send birthday cards and Christmas cards, but we're going fewer and fewer now.
Do we have a reunion?
Yes, we've had a reunion, yes. That was good, and they all dressed up. We all had our photos taken, but I don't know where they are now. We had our photos in the cricket club in Pentrebach. And they had all the slips up and big banners. And they had us who had been there for years up on the stage. It was a good night, that was. Lovely night.
So what was the reason you left?
Redundant. On my 51st birthday, made redundant.
So how did you feel about being made redundant?
Oh, I was worrying because I used to look after my mother because she wasn't well. And then she just passed away in November and they made us redundant. And I was on my own then. So, I loved working there.
It sounds like you enjoyed it very much.
Pardon?
It sounds like
yeah, I did enjoy it there. Yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like, you remember that you'd like to share?
Oh, I can't remember it, right? Can't think of anything. Oh, I bet my voice will be terrible on it now.
That's fine. Thanks very much.
Oh, it's all right.
Recording.
I got some things if you want to see them.
Yeah, I'll take a photograph of them, and then I think Catherine's going to come and...
Oh, that's my first docket, that is.